Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of Take the Black Live, the one and only show on the internet, trademark truth, obviously a true statement, that discusses sci-fi, fantasy, and all that sort of stuff. My name is Daniel Roman. I'm one of the editors of winteriscoming.net. You might notice that Dan Selke is not here today. He's off doing some exciting stuff at the moment. But I'm joined by fan-sided head of entertainment, Natalie Zamora. Natalie, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me. Very, very happy to be here.
It is always a blast when you're on. And I feel like the timing has kind of worked out pretty well the past few times, because mm-hmm. this is another show that I feel like is perfect because I want to hear your takes on a lot of these. So hey out there, everyone in the chat. Hi, Fantasy Fan and Nicole. Nicole, are you on YouTube? I like it. Switching it up. Hi, Yingling. It's an interesting week this week, because for the first time since the George R. R. Martin House of the Dragon drama started, mm-hmm. it has been a very quiet week in Westeros. There mm-hmm. really has not been any big news. There haven't been shots fired. Everybody took the week off, and Netflix said, that's great for us. Let's unleash everything. So Natalie, Geeked Week happened. Did you watch any of the Geeked Week stuff?
I watched some of it, very, very delayed. I know you and I were talking about like the convenience of the timing of it being a Thursday night after everyone stopped working. We had a heads up that it was happening, but still no one wanted to be around. So definitely did engage with some of the videos later on and was excited about them.
Yeah, totally. There's some cool stuff that they announced. The timing is funny. I assume they're coordinating to West Coast, but I felt bad for one of our writers, Ashley Hurst, is over in the UK and was trying to wait to see what the Sandman coverage was, and it dropped in the middle of the night. But Netflix does what it wants, and when you're Netflix, you can do that. What we're going to do in this show today is, because Netflix had all these announcements, because there are some new shows on, because hi everyone, it's fall TV all of a sudden, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of shows, announcements, and what we're watching, basically, which may include a certain anti-hero from New Jersey. Stay tuned.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to start with anyone in particular? You just want to run through them in order? How you feeling?
Yeah, we can run through them in order. Some of them I am much more familiar with than others, but I think, let's just go in order.
Okay. Yeah, I think between the two of us, we've got it. So first up, one of Netflix's biggest shows is Wednesday, starring mm-hmm. Jenna Ortega. And we got our first look at the, quote, bigger and more twisted second season of Wednesday. Did you watch it? I assume you must have seen Wednesday and seen the teaser and stuff, right?
Yes, definitely. Big, big fan of Wednesday. Big fan of Jenna Ortega and Tim Burton. So I am all over this. I'm super excited. And I feel like we keep getting teases that season two will be more of the horror genre than the first one. So I am very ready. I know Jenna was more involved in the second one, or is involved since they're, filming now. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think this will be one of the biggest shows of 2025 for sure.
Yeah, 2025 is going to be a stacked year. And Wednesday, I keep forgetting what a massive hit Wednesday was for Netflix, that it was it was viewed more in its first week, I think, or something, than Stranger Things season mm-hmm. four. So Wednesday's a pretty big deal for Netflix. And if this one's going to be more horror, that's exciting. Cause the only thing I didn't like about season one of Wednesday was the whole love triangle. Felt did we need this really? And I know Jenna Ortega threw some shade at it too. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. And did you see Beetlejuice?
Yes, I did see it. I loved it. So all good things for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's cool to see Ortega and Tim Burton working on multiple projects in a row together.
Yeah, I really hope there's more.
Yeah, me too. It's the start of a beautiful partnership. But yeah, so do you have any other things you want to say about Wednesday before we jump straight into our next show?
No, just I'm excited for more updates. I know it's going to be a while. I feel like it's not going to come out until the fall of 2025 again, probably. So we got a ways.
Would we even want it to?
I know. So
like, would we even want it to be earlier?
I know. It doesn't feel like a summer show. Stranger Things, that feels like a summer show, but not Wednesday. So we'll see. We got a ways to go, but I hope we get more updates along the way.
Yeah, totally. I hope this is the first of many. And like, they should release it around Halloween. Like, it'd be weird to like be watching Wednesday on summer break or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Wednesday's coming up. That is officially, we know it is coming next year in 2025, according to Netflix. Another show that got a big new behind the scenes video with some first looks at new characters and stuff like that was The Sandman season 2. Mm-hmm. So we got our first look at House of the Dragons, Freddy Fox. That was Gwaine Hightower. He's playing Loki in the second season of The Sandman. And that guy behind him is Clive Russell, who was the Blackfish in Game of Thrones. He's playing Odin. And there's another picture we have, which is of Lawrence O'Furion. I apologize, because I imagine I'm saying your name wrong. He's from The Witcher Blood Origin. He's playing Thor in Sandman season 2. So do you have any thoughts about this one? Because a lot of people were really, really waiting for this Sandman drop.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not the biggest Sandman fan in terms of the lore or reading the comics. I have not, but I really liked the first season. I really liked the characters and just how dark it was. So I'm excited for season 2. Huge Freddy Fox fan after House of the Dragon. So I'm really excited about this. It's fun to see, like, you know, DC Comics characters in here, and just like, I love just seeing different like iterations of different characters that we've seen, but like in different ways and things like that. And yeah, I'm excited for season 2. I don't know the other actors as well, but I think they'll do a great job.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. I agree with Nicole in the chat. Whoa, the hair to Freddy Fox, because they definitely went with like punk rocker Loki look, which I kind of like, because like you said, like, it's interesting to see a different take on Loki, because we got, you know, Tom Hiddleston is the famous Loki of the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how this DC version in The Sandman is different. And I'm not super familiar with the comics either. I've read a couple of them. Dan is really our Sandman guru around here. But I know that these shots in particular are from this big arc called Season of Mists, which is basically like a matter of succession, where Dream holds this banquet and invites Norse gods and Egyptian gods and demons and fairies, and everyone comes to, I assume, his castle in the Dreaming, and it leads to some pretty interesting and terrible sorts of encounters with people. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Did you actually see the behind the scenes video for this? Because there was something curious about it, I thought.
Yes, a lot of it wasn't sure what was going on. So tell me what was curious about it.
Well, OK, so the curious thing to me, it was actually a real world thing. It wasn't even what was in the teaser, but yes, what wasn't, or who wasn't, which is that Neil Gaiman, who's the author of The Sandman, was very conspicuously absent. And he was very involved with like the first season. You know, he's a very famous person, so anytime Netflix could put him in some sort of promo, they would. But he is currently wrapped up in some sexual abuse allegations. And he did not appear in this video. And we've heard rumors that they may be trying to like they filmed some stuff from near the end of the comics. So a thing a lot of people are worried about is, are they going to try to just skim through and end Sandman with season two? Yeah. I think that's a big question that's going to be lingering till we get to see it.
Yeah, it's such a tricky like situation. I know this is one, like when the Neil Gaiman stuff started coming out, I was like, oh, I love the Sandman. Like, I want them to keep it going. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like there's not very, it's very little of a choice on their end. It's like, you got to just kind of part ways. Yeah. So, which I think is a good thing, of course. So it's just unfortunate.
Yeah. I think it's hard too when it's, you know, when it's a show that's already going.
Yeah.
That's already employing hundreds of people, you know, he's not even writing, I don't think at this point for this show, but it is still his story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, it's a tricky thing. And I don't know the answer. I saw in, you know, Dan wrote about this today, that this first look at Freddie Fox that we got, hoping that we'd see more of this show. And, you know, it's hard. It's a little sad for the people who've waited for a Sandman adaptation for, you know, decades. And now there's this lingering question of like, do we even want it to go on type of thing? I think Nicole, you know, Nicole might be onto something. It'll probably come down to the ratings. That was presumably the case for Dead Boy Detectives, which was the spinoff of the Sandman that's already been canceled.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So the next one we have to talk about is Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if we've talked about this. Do you watch Black Mirror?
I do. I have.
Okay.
I'm back and forth on it. It's a love hate.
That's pretty fair. I feel like Black Mirror goes up and down. It's got like incredible episodes and some are like, I don't know that I really needed that.
Yep.
But they announced their cast for season 7 and there are a ton of huge names.
Yeah.
Peter Capaldi from Doctor Who, Paul Giamatti, Issa Rae, Harriet Walter from Succession, Awkwafina. A fun one for the Penguin watchers out there, which I did see you guys in the chat talking about the Penguin. I promise we will get to it. Kristen Milioti, who is Sophia, I think, in the Penguin, is going to be in the next season of Black Mirror because they're doing a sequel to the USS Callister episode, which was one she was in. So how are you feeling about this announcement of these cast members and that they're doing a sequel to the Callister?
Scared a little bit. I mean, so I do really like, what is the guy who made the show, Charlie Brooker?
I think
he's really, really good. So I do have faith in it. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like they're just trying to milk something that is over and just trying to like, it's hard for me to say it's a cash grab because I don't think it's that egregious, but it's kind of like, I don't know. It's the same as like a, you know, a sequel to something or a reboot to something. It's kind of like, I'm surprised the show is still going on. I'm not from a ratings perspective, but I feel like the quality has gone down a lot. So I'm hesitantly excited. I'm going to watch it either way. Like I'll be there on the day it comes out, but I'm trying not to get my hopes up too much.
I feel like that's pretty fair. You know, I think it was the fifth season of Black Mirror was the one with like three episodes and they were all bangers, but there were only three of them. And then season 6, they waited a long time because it was the pandemic. And like, I do think you're right about it. Like not being a total cash grab or anything like that, because for years, Charlie Brooker was like, I'm not making more Black Mirror right now because the world is already pretty awful. Do we really want more Black Mirror at the moment? But season six had six episodes, and I felt like three of them were really good, and three of them were kind of just okay. So I hope that this season is a little more consistent.
I agree. Yeah. I think I'm just like jaded around like the universe building, which I don't think this is, but it does make me nervous. There's a sequel to this episode that everybody loved, and the show hasn't been that good since then. And like, it just makes me feel like the Ryan Murphy of it all. Like he made, you know, like all these different episodes calling back to the first season of American Horror Story because everybody loved that one. And it's like all of the same thing. I don't think it will be that bad at all, but that's just where my mind is going to.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fair, especially because of the nature of Black Mirror, which is all about not really doing sequels. Like each one is really a standalone thing. So I did get kind of a weird feeling thinking about them doing another one, even though the USS Callister episode did kind of leave off open-ended. Mm-hmm. It just feels like it's almost a little against like the spirit of the show.
But yeah.
Charlie Brooker would know about the spirit of the show better than me. So hopefully they nail it when it comes back.
Yes, I'll be watching it either way. So,
yeah. So our next show that we have to talk about, and this is one I don't know if you watched this one, mm-hmm. One Piece.
I have not watched it.
Okay, well, you are missing out on a raucous time. So One Piece is it's based on a manga anime. It's about this young plucky guy named Monkey D. Luffy who decides he wants to be the king of the pirates, and he assembles a crew and they go on adventures. It is a total blast, and they announced two really important new cast members as part of Geeked Week. So one of them was Joe Manganiello as Mr. Zero. So he's from True Blood, and probably other things that I'm forgetting. Like, I just think of the kid Peter Parker beat up in the hallway, and I'm like, I know he's better known for other things than that. But yeah, so he is going to be in the next season. I don't know too much about the character because I'm not that far into the anime. I know he's like one of the pirate lords Luffy has to fight against, so it should be pretty fun. And then the other cast member we found out about was Lyra Abova, who plays Miss All Sunday / Nico Robin. And she's going to be a new crew member eventually, I think. So, yeah, exciting stuff for One Piece. They also had a little fun behind the scene video that gave us our first look at none other than Tony Chopper. Who is a little reindeer guy who joins the Straw Hat crew and wears a top hat and talks and stuff. So, yeah, One Piece is a pretty zany show. Do you think there's any chance you'll check it out before season two comes out?
I want to say yes, but knowing how many shows are on my watch list, probably not. I will say I'm happy for the fans because I know people were very, very scared to see how well the show would, how good the show would be. And I know Netflix made a lot of people jaded around their previous anime adaptation. So I'm very happy people love this show. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I can't really think of any other anime to live action adaptations that were like so universally like well received.
Yeah.
Like no one hated on One Piece. Like critics were good with it, fans were good with it, new people who'd never, you know, touched the anime or the manga enjoyed it seemed like, because it, you know, it's just a fun weird show that doesn't make excuses for its weirdness. And you know, some people will have cat ears and you just have to get on board with that and be okay with it. So One Piece is also coming back in 2025. I don't know. Oh, wait, no, sorry, I misspoke. One Piece did not get a date, but the last two shows we talked about, Sandman and Black Mirror, did. They're 2025. One Piece is still filming, so the jury's out on whether it'll be... Yeah, it could go into 2026. We'll see. But here's one that is coming in 2025. speaking of, or wait, this one didn't get 2025 either. I'm just putting my foot in my mouth left and right. They started filming. I know, me neither. Avatar The Last Airbender has officially started production. And this was an animation to live action adaptation that was a little more divisive. Some people liked it. It upset some fans, but it did well enough that Netflix is doing two more seasons, which will presumably be the whole show. And they have cast an actress named Maya Cech, I think, as Toph. Are you familiar with Avatar?
I'm familiar with it, but I've never seen it. Not the original or the movie or this one, but I am definitely familiar with it.
Gotcha. It's a good show. The original cartoon is great. And Toph is, she's an earthbender. So she has earth powers. And she's one of the people who teaches the main character about those earth powers. She's also blind. The actress is not blind, but they did talk about how she's working with a coach from the blind community to make sure they're doing justice to all of those elements. But this is a casting people have been really, really looking out for, because Toph is, she's like one of the most beloved characters from the cartoon. Okay. So yeah. So Avatar's in production and we have a Toph. Do you want to introduce our next one? Cause I feel like I've just been rambling for days over here. People are tired of hearing me talk.
No, they are not. But yes, of course. This is one that I haven't watched either, but I think you might have. So I think you can tell me a little bit more about it. Arcane season 2 gets a 3-part release date, which is being described as 3 acts, 3 weeks apart or 1 week apart each. So that new season is coming. The first act, November 9th, the second, November 16th, and the last one, November 23rd. And apparently that's how the first season was released, which I didn't know, but that sounds very interesting. Yeah. Love weekly releases. Wish Netflix would do more of them.
Yeah, totally. I heard a lot of people being like, this hurts the writers and the actors. And like, I don't know how that's the case. But I with a show like Arcane, like you said, the first season did split things up. And like, it was very, very distinct acts. Like the first one was like the characters when they were kids. And that was like the first 3 episodes. Yeah. And then there was a time jump. So it's like, it's very obvious. I think that this show is kind of designed that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Arcane is fantastic. It's based on the League of Legends video game, but that doesn't matter. You could not know a single thing about League of Legends and still probably enjoy Arcane. It's this gritty story about these two sisters who live in this slum, basically. And the upper city is very privileged, and they end up on opposite sides of this conflict in this world, like where magic is coming back and stuff. I think the first Emmy ever for a streaming animated show was Arcane.
That's awesome.
So it's an Emmy-winning series. It's their second and final season. Robert Harris, Arcane is great. I'm looking forward to season 2 too. I think this is going to be one of the I hesitate to say one of the biggest Netflix releases, because with animation, it's always a question of how much it's going to break past its niche, but Arcane is one that really deserves to be seen, I think, on a broad scale, because it is beyond just the animation, which is fantastic. It's just a great show. The writing's as good as any live action show, full stop, in my opinion. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I've heard only really, really good things about that show, but have not seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of like before The Last of Us, it was one of the best like game adaptations, which is crazy because it really didn't like League of Legends doesn't really have a plot. It's like a game where you fight other players online. So they really had a lot of freedom to just like make the story they wanted to make. And they made a really good story.
That's awesome. Surprising.
Yeah. But speaking of animated shows, we're just going to run through these real quick. If there are any you're excited about, shout them out. Same for the chat. If there are any of these next like five shows you want us to talk more about, shout them out. But we also got a ton of other teasers for other animated series coming to Netflix. Castlevania Nocturne Season 2 is coming in January. Devil May Cry. I'm very excited about Devil May Cry. That's coming in April 2025. I'm so stoked. I will fanboy all day long about Devil May Cry. Splinter Cell Death Watch. That one, I don't believe we have a release date for yet, but it's going to be starring Liev Schreiber as the main character, which, like, he's always good and stuff, so I'm interested. Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft is coming in October of this year, which is like next month. So yeah, that one got a full trailer. That's starring Hayley Atwell as Lara Croft, who is Captain Carter in the MCU. And it's a sequel to the last video game series, the last Tomb Raider trilogy that came out. And beyond all that, Netflix also teased that they are potentially making another Cyberpunk show. Cyberpunk Edgerunners was another one of their very, very well received animated series, and they're going back for more. And beyond all that, we'll throw this one in here too, because it's all relevant. Yes. We also got a confirmation for the next Witcher spinoff, which is The Witcher Sirens of the Deep. That one's premiering in February of next year, which is later than we thought. Netflix originally announced 2024. It's coming in 2025. So that's a lot of stuff. Did any of those shows jump out at you, Natalie? Are there any animated shows you will be watching from that list?
No, and I'm sorry to the fans. I am not a hater. I just don't have the time.
Fair. Is that exactly what a hater would say? Let us know in the chat.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I will be watching The Witcher spinoff. So Sirens of the Deep is based on a short story that The Witcher couldn't fit into the main show. Gotcha. So it's like an early adventure of Geralt of Rivia. He fights merpeople. He has a tryst with a bard that he meets. So it should be a good time. It has Doug Cockle as the voice of Geralt. He very famously played Geralt in the video games.
Oh, that's cool.
And his performance was so iconic that like Henry Cavill like took notes and like needed to make sure he wasn't just copying Doug Cockle, because he is just like the voice of Geralt for a lot of people. I'll probably watch the Tomb Raider show too, but obviously the one I'm really excited for is Devil May Cry. That's from the same person who made Castlevania, teaming up with the studio who made the Witcher animes. And Devil May Cry is like an action game from the early 2000s about this demon hunter with a very bad attitude who goes around cracking cheesy jokes and slicing up demons and ordering pizza. It's all about the fun and the style. So hopefully that is a raucous time as well.
Love that. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. So that was our Geeked Week roundup. It was a lot of stuff. Before we just move on, what was the thing that you're most excited for from the roundup? And let us know in the chat if there's any that called out to you as well.
Definitely Wednesday. No shade to the others. Even the Sandman I'm excited about, but I think looking at the Geek Week stuff, even the names of the shows that were going to be announced, I was like, all I care about is Wednesday. Sorry to the other shows.
Nice.
What about you?
Cool. I think for me, it's a toss-up between Devil May Cry and One Piece. The One Piece enthusiasm is just so real. I loved the videos of like them announcing it and the fans just like losing it. Yeah, I'm really excited for One Piece.
That's awesome.
And yeah, Robert Harris says Edge Runner was fantastic. Give me another Cyberpunk. Fully agree. So that's what we will be watching in the coming months, next year, probably. But there's a lot of stuff to watch and read and everything else right this very moment, because yes, fall TV is here. So, Natalie, what are you watching? And same question for all of you in the chat.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, hectic, overwhelming a little bit, but we're here. I think the show I'm watching right now that I'm the most excited about, and it seems like the chat is too, is The Penguin. Absolutely love this show. I'm so happy with it. I was fortunate enough to get screeners, but I'm trying not to binge through it. So I'm trying to do week by week, which I'm successful in so far. So I've watched the first two episodes. Yeah, I think it's really, really great. I was not, and I think I said this on the show the last time we were talking about The Penguin before it came out, not a huge fan of The Batman, the 2022 movie. Yeah. Thought it was fine. Love Robert Pattinson, but just thought it was fine. So I was like looking forward to the show, but it wasn't that much on my radar. And then I was just like very, very impressed by the first episode. But yeah, it takes place like a week after The Batman. It follows, of course, the Penguin, or Oz Cobb. They don't actually call him the Penguin, played by Colin Farrell. And it's just so, so, so good. It is totally giving The Sopranos, which is my favorite show.
Totally.
And I love the tone. It's very dark. It's violent, but it's also funny. And I love the dynamic between Colin Farrell as Oz and then Kristen Milioti, who we talked about as Sophia Falcone. Just awesome. They're really great. She is so good, and I can't wait to watch more episodes of her. So far, I mean, yeah, it's really working for me.
Yes. Yeah. So I watched the premiere episode this week too, specifically so that we could talk about it today. And I had my computer like ready to multitask, thinking I wasn't going to get that invested. And I just shut it and was just in it, because the Penguin is so much fun.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the amount of humor, and like, I love a good dark humor, like show or movie, like, you know, making awful jokes, like gangsters in bloody situations who still have a sense of humor is just so fun to me.
Yeah.
And this really does feel, you know, less like an HBO show, like a superhero show, and more like The Sopranos, like you said. Yeah. Like, it really gives that vibe. And I mean, so far, I don't even know if there's been a mention of Batman in the show yet. Like, it's very grounded. And yeah, Kristen Milioti is fantastic. She's just like mesmerizing whenever she's on screen.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I agree. I think it's great that it's such a standalone show. I know that the showrunner has already said, I think multiple times at this point, like the Batman is not going to be in the show. And I hope they're not just saying that.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, same. Like, please. I just, you know, I don't like the whole universe situation. So, I think this is just so cool. I feel like it's awesome that, like, if you didn't watch The Batman or really any other DC movies, like, I feel like you still would know what's going on. So, yeah, I think that's really great.
Yeah, totally. It does feel, you know, pretty standalone, like more than I expected, because like you said, it does take place a week after The Batman. But you really don't need to know much from the Batman for this. Like, Gotham's kind of in ruins because the Riddler messed things up. But like, you can just kind of infer that, like he says, like, oh, that madman messed up our city.
Yeah. And
I didn't expect Oz to be so sympathetic.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he feels like a real person, like one of those people who's like, he loves his city. And like, he's not just trying to be awful. Like, he wants to be a certain type of gangster that like is almost like from a different time a little bit. It's so interesting. And Colin Farrell's amazing.
Oh, he's the best. I really, really, he's one of my favorite actors. I love him. But yeah, I agree. I wasn't expecting, like, he's so awkward and goofy. And like, there's just such like a complexity to him. That's like, oh, this isn't a typical like black and white superhero story. That's the good guy. That's the bad guy. So thank God.
Yeah, totally. So the Penguin is, I've been loving it. I'm jealous of your screeners, but also not too jealous because I can understand the temptation to just binge through it. Like, I really am excited for the next one. Is there anything else you want to say about the Penguin, or is there anything else you're watching?
I know we're both watching Agatha All Along. And this one is one that I'm kind of multitasking around. So at some point, I like come back to it and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but this is a vibe. I'm enjoying this one as well. Not as much, but it's definitely super fun and just a great way to kind of get into the Halloween season. But yeah, I know you're enjoying it as well.
Yeah, I am. For, you know, similar to what you had just said about like, it's a vibe. Like I've been enjoying Agatha. I am liking, you know, how much it feels like a sequel to WandaVision, which I didn't really expect that, but like a lot of the first episode is playing on like Mare of Easttown. There are nods to like The Craft and Practical Magic and all sorts of witchy movies in there. So like Agatha really feels like a perfect like Halloween season watch. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like Nicole said, liked Agatha, and I think it will get better as we go along. I think it probably will too. You know, the first episode, she really wasn't even herself. So she's just now starting to get going. I've been enjoying it. I'm not riveted the same way I am with the Penguin, but I'm still looking forward to watching it. New one premieres tonight, I believe, at 9 Eastern. So I'll be watching it. It's nice to get the spooky season vibes on with Agatha.
Yeah. That's definitely what I'm here for. That's why I'm like, if I'm not fully paying attention, I still feel the aesthetic of it. And
yeah,
I love Aubrey Plaza, huge fan. So that's also just been really fun.
Yeah. Have you seen like her Hot Ones interview that she did with Patti LuPone for this show?
Oh, yeah.
That was really so fun. I love watching Aubrey Plaza's like interviews because she's so funny and quirky and awkward in them that it's just, she's the best. I love her.
Yes.
So excited to see more of her in this. Her and Catherine Hahn are a pretty great team to have at the head of a show like that.
Yeah, definitely killing it.
Yeah. So, anything else you're watching?
I did. I know I ranted to you already this week about watching Monsters. Did all that. It's done. But another, maybe unfortunately, another Ryan Murphy show I'm watching tonight that starts is Grotesquery, which is new horror show. Looks all right. It's about like a series of murders and a detective that teams up with a nun to try to solve them. Okay. So, all right. It has Niecy Nash in it, who I really like. Randomly has Travis Kelce in it, because why wouldn't it? But I'm going into it hopeful. So we'll see.
I hope it's less arduous than Monsters was. And also just need to shout out your braveness from going from one Ryan Murphy to another, right? Wasn't Monsters him too?
Yes. The good thing is I'm not covering American Crime Story, American Sports Story, which is also on right now, his other show. But
well, I'm that's good.
That one.
You get at least one break. The other big show that I'm watching that I got a shout out is The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, which is airing on Prime Video. It has two more episodes to go in its second season. I have seen the one that is coming out this week, and I think it's one where it's very clear they bet big on it. I think it's going to be a fairly large episode for the series. People will probably be talking about it. The Rings of Power still is the Rings of Power, I guess. Like, so the episode that's coming out, like, I can't talk about it too much, obviously, but there is a 10 out of 10 pitch perfect scene in that episode where I was watching and I was like, wow, I forget this show is capable of scenes like this. This is so good. And then like a few scenes later, like something kind of goofy happens where I'm like, oh great, I'm rolling my eyes and it's the Rings of Power. So I feel like that dynamic is just still there. The second season has been on the whole quite a bit better than the first, I think.
That's good.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be a good one this week. So I'm very excited to see what people say and what they take away from this episode. You still haven't watched that one yet, right?
Yeah. Don't know if I'll get to it ever.
That's fair. You're watching like two or three Ryan Murphy shows at a time. You don't have the time.
I know. Very sad.
Yeah. But yeah, Nicole, I'm glad you've been enjoying Rings a lot this season. And I'm definitely curious to hear what you think of the big battle, because yes, there is one coming. That's not a spoiler. It started at the end of the last episode. So it's going to be a big one this week. But yeah, I think, do you have anything else you want to shout out? Otherwise, we can carry on to the lightning round.
Yeah. Industry. It ends this Sunday. Oh my God. I just watched it last night. It's amazing. Really excited about that. And yeah, season four is happening. I don't know if I can say this, so I won't. I was going to say something about the finale, but I won't say it. But yeah, it's still a really solid show. So definitely recommend it. Not sci-fi or fantasy, but we got the King in the North in there, so that's good enough.
It counts. It's honorary. Yeah. Honorary sci-fi and fantasy because of the King in the North. And it feels like HBO is almost trying to replace Succession with that show.
Yeah.
Which, like, is a pretty fair move. It seems like it's catching on. This season especially seems like it caught on a little bit more. So I'm glad that they're getting... Yeah. I'm glad they're getting a fourth season. But yeah, I think that's pretty much the only other thing I've been into this week is I finished Star Wars Outlaws, which is the new Star Wars game. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, you play as a scoundrel. Her name is Kay Vess, and she basically goes around. She has a little cute animal companion, and you do heists and crimes all around the galaxy far, far away. So it's a really good time. It got really bad reviews.
Oh, no.
So I think part of that is the reviews. It's such a tricky thing with like dense games or things like that, where it's going to take someone like tens of hours to review something and they only get access to it like a few days before the review embargoes lift. Because it was one of those situations where I think people rushed through it and it's just not designed for that. But yeah, really good time.
Nice.
But yeah, shall we move on to the lightning rounds?
I'm ready. How do we want to do this?
I think you ask me first. I did put these in order. I remembered today.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes. Producer Richard, are you ready? Excellent.
Good.
Right. Nice.
Just needed to do that. All right, our first one. The Witcher Season 4 is filming a really important battle from the books in Wales.
Yes, yeah. We started seeing set photos this week. The Witcher is filming a battle called the Battle of the Bridge, which is one of the most important battles in the whole book series, and it's going to happen next season. So very excited about that. It involves Geralt and two armies clashing on a bridge, and he ends up in the middle, as he always does, even though he doesn't want to be there. So curious to see how that goes with Liam Hemsworth.
Cool.
here's some boys news. So David Diggs, who's from Snowpiercer, Invincible, a bunch of other stuff, has been cast in The Boys season 5.
Yeah, that's really awesome. That's a really big name for them to be adding this far into the show. So that's exciting. I have not watched The Boys. No, it's a huge deal and no, people love it. So I'm excited for those fans. That's a big get.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming in under the buzzer.
I know, I was waiting for it. I'm like, should I keep going? Okay. All right. Our next one. Dune Prophecy just got a new poster and it looks like the marketing is ramping up ahead of the release date.
Yeah, I noticed that there was also a trailer for it attached to the Penguin. Entertainment Weekly just released a big new interview with cast and crew. This is a prequel series set 10,000 years before Dune. It's set 30 years after a book called Sisterhood of Dune. So they're not adapting a book. They're drawing inspiration from it, but still doing their own unique story, which I think is cool about the formation of the Bene Gesserit witches. So... space witches, it should be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So here's a fun one. So Jared Harris, who is a very famous actor but also the son of the original Dumbledore actor Richard Harris, said he would not want to be in HBO's new Harry Potter show, and he basically said, why do it? The films were fantastic, leave them alone.
Yes, well, we know why they're doing it, Richard Harris. It's because of the money that they're gonna get from it. I thought this was very funny that he was asked if he would play Dumbledore in the show and he basically was like, no, screw that, that's stupid. So love the honesty. I am back and forth on the Harry Potter stuff, so I understand.
Definitely fair. It's one of the few shows I feel comfortable just outwardly shading because I just don't like the overall idea of it.
Yeah. Okay. Our next one, another casting. Emmy-winning actor Archie Punjabi cast as a key villain in Doctor Who.
Yeah, a lot of the Whovians were really excited about this week. So Archie Punjabi... is a really well-established actor. She was in The Good Wife, I think, and will be playing a villain in Doctor Who. And part of what makes this interesting is that the latest seasons of Doctor Who have already established a few villains, so people are really in the dark about who she's playing.
Cool.
Here's an interesting one. So Lady Gaga has just released part of a new song called The Joker, which apparently is a cover of a 1968 song, but it's part of a companion album she's releasing for The Joker Filet of Duh. Will you be listening to the song or watching the movie?
Maybe checking out the song, seeing what it sounds like. I do like Lady Gaga. This also is hilarious because it just reminds me, oh yeah, the movie is a musical, something that they're trying to keep on the down low for some reason. But no, that's cool. I think her fans are probably thrilled about new music. Still a maybe totally. On the movie. Still a maybe.
Yeah.
All right, our second to last news item of the week. Marvel's Thunderbolts just got its first trailer, and it's coming out May 2nd, 2025.
Yeah, I gotta say, the trailer got me kind of hyped for Thunderbolts, which has an asterisk behind its name now for some reason. This is basically... I have no idea. It didn't before this trailer dropped, so that's new. This is basically Marvel's version of the Suicide Squad. It's a bunch of villains and anti-heroes who are kind of coerced into going on a dangerous mission. I'm getting excited for Thunderbolts. I can't lie.
Nice.
And here is our final bit of news. This is another trailer thing. Gladiator 2 also got a new trailer, and that's out on November 22nd.
Yeah, I am so down for this. I really am. I have to rewatch the first movie because it's like one of those you watch as a kid with like your family. You're halfway paying attention. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think this looks great. I absolutely love the cast. Paul Mescal here, huge fan. So I'm excited. I can't get a read on the tone from these trailers, so it makes me more curious.
Yep, I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
But yeah. And that is our lightning round, and that is our show. Thanks so much, everybody in the chat, for hanging out with us. You were great with your questions. Very ready for Gladiator 2. Yes, Valerie. We are entertained, Robert Harris. And yeah, Natalie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It has been a blast.
Yes, thank you for having me. Always so much fun.
And for all of you listening, make sure to give us a like and a subscribe. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, all the places you listen to podcasts, as well as YouTube and Facebook. We record this podcast live every week at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, and whatever that is, when whatever time zone you are, we're there. So come back and enjoy the conversation with us. And I do not have a funny joke, unfortunately, because I am not Dan Selke and I don't have that game. So I will just say thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
This podcast is brought to you by FanSided. Join our community of over 300 sites from sports to pop culture and everything in between.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save.